about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Did I call it? Yes, I called it. I tell you guys, you know, if you listen to my show, you get the truth. You do. Looks like New York City now is boasting that their life expectancy rises to 80.6 years. The national rate has been about 77, 78. New York City says they are now up at 80.6 years life expectancy. We're living longer, people. And I got to tell you, within the next few years, I bet it's going to be up at 90. I am seeing more and more and more people living until 90. I am just so excited by this, not because I'm right, you know, but because we really are. We're living longer, right? And the more people that live longer, right, the more time they can spend with the grandchildren, and the more people that can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, very good. Listen, man, I need as many listeners as I can get. But honestly, that is some interesting what they say. The life expectancy for 40-year-olds in New York increased by 2.5 years to 82 from 2000 to 2009. The gain was greater than the 1.2-year increase for the same group age in the U.S. as a whole. So why are people living longer in New York? Maybe it's because I walk. Now, I got to tell you, my one regret in life is I never lived in New York. I always wanted to live in Manhattan, kind of do the Friends thing or the Seinfeld thing, you know, where you had an apartment and you walked to get your Chinese, you walked to get your pizza, you walked to work. I got to tell you, walking in Manhattan is some of the easiest walking to do. You know, cars stop. You stop traffic as a pedestrian. I mean, there is no fear. When you walk in New York, you absolutely don't care. You have no problem at all that cars are trying to turn because they have the right of way. You just walk. And because you're in numbers, you know, there's greater strength in numbers. You're not supposed to jaywalk, but you don't even wait for the, you know, those of you that are from New York or have lived in New York or visited, right? When I first went to New York, I saw people walking when they didn't have the red hand then at the time. They had the, stop. It would actually say stop the stop sign. Then later they had to have the red hand. And you'd see people walking. I'm like, but wait a second, it says stop. You know, and then it would turn. And, you know, my New York buddy said, no, you don't. If you wait, you look like a tourist. If you live in New York, you start walking because you know it's going to change. And I just couldn't believe the power you had as a pedestrian. But also the walking's easy. You know, everything's a grid. So if they say go to 3rd and 67th, I mean, you could figure that out. Yeah, you know, it kind of blows you off course when there's a Broadway or something, or a Fifth Avenue is at least Fifth, but, and then they have, I think, Avenue of the Americas, and I'm like, where the hell am I here? But for the most part, very easy grid, flat. You know, I mean, I live in the southwest part of the U.S., so we have mountains, and you have to climb, and you have an incline, and you get short of breath. But you don't really get short of breath in New York, I mean, as long as you can handle smog and the cab drivers. But I just find it amazing that you can just walk in front of cars, and they stop. It's like I felt like Moses parting the Red Sea. You know, I am walking, and they stop. It's great. I mean, yeah, they're cussing at you. Everybody always cusses at you and honks, and, you know, and then you got hot dogs. I mean, you can eat a hot dog while you walk. Well, I know that's not the most healthy, but it's just great. It's great. So, okay, good for you New Yorkers. The rest of the country has to, I'm sure the rest of the country, I'm sure the Midwest are doing really good. I'm sure. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I thank you all for tuning in. Yeah, I am still sick from last week. I am so sorry you have to listen to this. I mean, I know my voice is so beautiful and melodic and melodious, right, and odorless, right? But I don't understand. You know, I am on a second course of antibiotics. This is ridiculous. I tried to fight it on my own 3 weeks ago. I did the soup. I did the vitamin C. I even listened to my old show archives. I'm like, what the hell did I do with this cold? And I had to. I mean, this is bad stuff. I hope none of you have it, but, you know, remember, we're in Las Vegas, Nevada, so it's like, you know, wind chill factor, and I mean, it gets down to, I think, you know, 45 degrees out here. I guess my body is so used to the 100 plus. Now, it gets down to the 20s. There's no precipitation, so we don't get snow. But I hope everybody had a good Christmas. We've got New Year's coming up. A lot of good stories to talk about. There's going to be this new pain pill coming out on the market that's supposed to be 10 times the strength of Vicodin. Now, don't start getting excited. They're going to have to come up with some restrictions for this sucker, because 10 times the strength of a Vicodin, I mean, this is some heavy-duty stuff. And we've been talking on the show all year about how narcotics kill people. You know, overdoses lead them to the ER. People aren't breathing. You know, most of these stars, you know, when you hear of overdoses, it's not just, okay, they were doing blow. I mean, we're talking a lot of them have pain medicines on board, and that stops your cardiorespiratory, puts you into cardiopulmonary arrest. So we need to talk about that. Oh, I got a hanky here with me. I'm sorry, guys. I am so sorry. I know that was a wet one. Oh, man, I got a hanky with me. That's right. We got Kyle working the dials. So Kyle will try to soften the blows when you have to listen to my no stuff. Okay, Walmart again in the news, right? A greeter asked to check the receipt and gets punched in the face. Want to talk about, looks like Morgan Stanley, Kmart, Sears, jobs are getting cut and slashed starting the first of the year. We knew this was coming. Whoever said the recession was over isn't. We're also going to talk about some of the stupidest 911 calls that are out there. And I'm sorry. I'm not picking my nose. I'm not picking my nose. I'm wiping my nose. I don't want it to drip. And maybe we'll talk about some, there's a really, really cool heart test to tell you if you've had a heart attack, right? Although, I'm sorry, the pain in the chest sign for me. Finally, they're saying that girls that get the HPV vaccine are not going to turn slutty. All right. I know people think that if they give their daughter the HPV vaccine, they're going to turn slutty. No, not happy. So you see, very juicy, juicy show. My sinuses are juicy and the show is juicy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Take in your emails at drdahlia.com. Follow me on Twitter at drdahlia, please, drdahlia. I can give you up to date medical updates, even if I'm sick. And remember, if you want your local studio or local radio station to play the Dr. Dahlia show, just tell them. All right? Call them, email them to bring Dr. Dahlia to your city, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. Don't go away. We're going to be back in a couple minutes. Sassy and stimulating.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star Juice Extractors and Energy Star Hydraulic Juice Presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, so sorry. I tried to cough before the break in the bumper. Sorry, guys, my bad. My bad. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy simulating sickly, right? But silly. We silly too. But this is a great show. Thank you all for tuning in on this wonderful holiday week. Oh, I can't wait for the kids to go back to school. I am so sick of Christmas. I mean, I love Christmas time. I love Christmas break, but the kids have got to go back to school. I have never yelled and cursed so much, right, in a 1.5 week period as I have with these kids. They're fighting, and, you know, we got them Old Republic, right, for Hanukkah. And so all they do now is play video games, and then they take it, you know, out of the computer, and then they fight each other, and they still have their lightsabers from a couple years ago. They're all broken and bent, right? Look like a priapism penis, you know, what after you get done with these things, they're all kind of bent 90-degree angles, et cetera, right? And then they're banging things, and the cats, and I have to flee, and I have to run. So they're just driving me crazy. I need them to go back to school. Please go back to school, please. But you know, they go to school late. I think January 3rd, they get an extra day off. January 2nd, they do. They get an extra day off. But I'm going to tell you something. What's been happening with the Christmas, where Christmas fell, New Year's falls, and where Thanksgiving fell, is it actually is pretty good for the economy. If you think about it, Thanksgiving came a little bit early. I think Thanksgiving was the 23rd, right? Whereas sometimes Thanksgiving falls on the 27th. So that gives 4 more shopping days for Christmas that retailers were able to enjoy. And Monday the 26th
the day after Christmas was a day off for many people, and it fell on a Monday. You know, whereas a lot of people, if they're off for Christmas, they may get the day off before, right? And then have to be back at work on Monday. So there was that extra day of shopping Monday. And then now, if you take a look at what's happening for New Year's, they're off the first, of course, but they're also off the second. So the New Year's Day sales and the after New Year's and start of the year, or the white sales or whatever they call them, another shopping day. So this probably was poised to be one of the best retail holidays that could have been. Unfortunately, Sears and Kmart didn't fare so well, and they announced they're going to shut about 120 stores. Now, I know the occupiers are going to be happy about this. Morgan Stanley is going to eliminate thousands of jobs. I guess at least 580 is going to occur in New York City. They say rolling layoffs that have already begun this month, all right, is going to continue. Affected locations will be the 1221 Avenue of the Americas. You see, there's a street. I told you. Street called Avenue of the Americas. Yep. One New York Plaza, 1585 Broadway, 757th Avenue. I got to tell you, that's the financial district there. See, I'm all right. Look at all the jobs lost. Is Occupy happy? Are they happy now? Right? Morgan Stanley is eliminating jobs. Is that what they want? They wanted the corporate greed? They wanted these corporations to fall? All right, well, who are these people getting fired? They're you and I. They're everyday people. Is that what Occupy wanted? Well, I hope they're happy. All right, job losses. But what's really scary is Sears and Kmart. You know, now, I remember when Gemco existed, and Gemco was huge. My mom lived at Gemco and Kmart. Kmart still lasted this whole time. I mean, Kmart has held their own Sears. I mean, my God, Sears Roebuck. Sears has lasted, but I think they're having a heck of a time competing with Target and Walmart. I mean, I remember the first time Walmart opened up, I was like, what? It's like another Kmart. You know, really, is this thing going to fly? And one of my buddies bought stock. Ooh, he's a happy boy. I didn't have money, so I didn't buy stock. I was a medical student. All I did was shop. But I went to Service Merchandise. I remember buying my first electronic computer or electronic typewriter with an LCD. There was a one-line LCD screen. I got that at Service Merchandise for, I think, a couple hundred dollars, and I was so proud of it, right? It was, I think, my most expensive possession when I was in school. I was walking around with my computer with the LCD screen. I was so excited, even though that sucker was hard to look at. But, you know, it's interesting because I don't shop at Sears and Kmart like I thought I would. I'm always in Target. I'm always in Walmart. And, you know, if you look at the psychology of it, I think there's a few things. One is when you walk into Kmart and let's take Sears. Okay, I once needed to run into Sears, I think, for a hat or glove or something. And it was, even though it was a brand new store, it looked older. It just had that older feel where you had to go, I don't know, just one of those department stores. Whereas Walmart, they have all the smiley faces. They have exactly what you need. How do they know I need a squeegee, right? Or I need those popcorn, caramel-flavored popcorn. How do they know I need that? And you practically trip on the stuff when you walk into a Walmart. Well, Sears, you start to walk, and then you go, and then you find a selection, and yeah, they have a nice selection. You're like, well, tech with this, I'll just go to JCPenney. And I haven't found, the last 3-4 times I've gone to Sears, I haven't found what I wanted. I don't want to speak badly about Sears. I mean, Sears appliances, I mean, they've been, you know, the mainstay for our families for decades. But I noticed the stores just don't have that pull. I don't know if it's the colors. I don't know if it's the signage. I don't know if it's just you walk in. I think one problem is one of the stores you walk in and you see women's clothing. And you don't see models of women's clothing like you do when you walk into a JCPenney. You see racks. And I'm wondering, from a psychological standpoint, if that's a turnoff. I don't like going to a rack. I like seeing, now, okay, remember, I don't shop at the expensive girly places for clothes. I don't have to, right? I'm a doctor, so I wear scrubs at the office, and I'm on radio, so you all don't know what I'm wearing. I could be wearing a bathing suit right now, you all don't know. So I don't have to spend that much on clothes. But I like to see what it looks like on the mannequin that's 15 sizes smaller than me. Sometimes I think I'm going to look like that. But if you think about it, I mean, everything's psychology. And I'm not a psychologist, I'm a family doctor. But we're trying to figure out why would Sears and Kmart shut all these stores? Why? This is a recession. They sell things cheaply. They do things very similarly. I mean, Walmart and Target learned from them. Why are they having problems? And why do I think they're going to fall by the wayside like Jumco did? And I think it could all be packaging and presentation. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I mean, you guys tell me. One thing I know is I don't like to walk into a store and see racks. I don't. You know, I also like a little more privacy when I shop. I don't like to be fighting over blouses with other people. I like to go. I like to see the blouse. I like to see, like, 20 of the blouses in the different sizes. I pick my size, right? Size 2. All right. I pick my size and I go try it on. I don't like seeing racks of multiple outfits, you know, of one blouse each. That drives me crazy. Maybe that's a problem. All right, Kmart, yeah, they just don't have the signage. They just don't have the bright colors. I don't know what it is. People still shop there. I mean, you know, they still exist, but you just fear that the whole Target Walmart package is what's attracting people more. Well, unfortunately, they're shutting 120 stores. Morgan Stanley's cutting jobs. We're going to be seeing a lot of job losses coming up this next month. And it's a shame because this Christmas season probably had one of the biggest buying potentials out there. But people are, I mean, I got to admit, I shopped less. Way less. Now, what I did do is I did a lot more online. I send people gift cards, right? I cannot deal with my sister, right, going, well, little Abby likes this and Noah likes this, but if you get him this, don't get him this, and then if you get him that. No, forget it. Okay, I love my sister. No, I'm just going to give you a gift card. You do whatever the heck. And I think she does that on purpose because she knows a gift card is going to be worth more than the little trinket I send the kids. So I did the gift card thing. You know, but it's frustrating because there really should be in January, everybody is going to want to start using their gift cards. And I'm not sure how this is going because they said sales were not as good as they should have been this year. And I'm confused because you had more shopping days till Christmas. You had the extra Monday. You're going to have an extra Monday next week. I don't know. Oh, what are you going to do? All right. Quickly. Walmart's in the news. Okay. A greeter, right, was trying to leave the store. A New York woman was trying to leave a Walmart. The Walmart greeter said, hi, can I see your receipt? Well, she turns around and punches the 70-year-old greeter. All right. Now, of course, she was arrested. We don't know what her problem was. The victim suffered fractures to the left side of the face, all for asking the receipt. I got to admit, you know, the greeters do get to be a pain in the butt. I mean, I'm trying to leave and I have the water on the bottom of my cart, you know, but there's a sticker on it. I'm like, you see, and then I try to get the heck out of there before I get, you know, frisked. But they're just doing their jobs. You don't need to punch them in the face. What is going on with people going to Walmart and why they're so violent? Right, there were hypodermic needles at the Georgia one. There was the pepper spray at the one in California. Now this New York one, I don't know. Come on, people. Still the holidays. Be nice. And I got to tell you, another reason why I'm not going shopping is all the people that are bringing back items that they don't want. My fear is I'm going to run into people trying to return something I got them, right? And I'm like, really? You didn't like the blender, really? All right, guys, when we come back, some of the stupidest 911 calls. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, 2 for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Show this just in: elephants have a sixth toe. Something tells me this isn't new, right? Haven't we known? I mean, an elephant's foot is kind of big. How could that be shocking? Researchers report that over the course of 15 million years, elephants evolved a false sixth toe. Boy, that's hard to say with a lisp. False sixth toe in the middle of the fatty pad on each foot to prop up the back of their feet and support their tiptoe stance. You know elephants tiptoe. You know how in cartoons you see elephants scared of a mouse and they go on their tiptoes? Elephants could tiptoe. They say about 55 million years ago, the earliest elephants were flat-footed. I'm flat-footed. What are they trying to tell me? All right, these early elephants were relatively small, about the size of a pig. Really? Elephants were the size of a pig? Okay, this is John Hutchinson, a biologist at the Royal Veterinary College in London. Ooh, royal. All right? He says these early elephants were relatively small, about the size of a pig, and their feet probably did not have space for the large fatty pad elephants that they have now. They say there's fossil evidence of the first elephants with false toes dating back about 40 million years, coinciding with this period. What day in creation is that? Yeah, I don't remember. I have we read our Bible stories to the kids, and this one book we've had ever since the 60s in my family, right? They have the pictures of the 7 days, and elephants in that pictures look big, okay? They didn't put an illustration of elephants the size of pigs in that one, so I'm having a little trouble kind of comprehending this one, but we'll walk through it here. The false toes were first discovered 300 years ago by the Scottish surgeon Patrick Blair. Other scientists speculated that the appendages were made of cartilage and not bone. Okay, well, all this for a toe. You wonder about other appendages. All right, but the false toes actually turn from cartilage to bone over 20 to 40 years. As elephants grow older, they need additional support that calcified cartilage or bone can provide. Tippy toe, huh? Really? Elephants need to tippy toe? Maybe to reach the tree. Do giraffes tippy toe? It's been so many years since I've been biology. You know, I don't even think I really care. I really don't think I care if elephants or giraffes tippy-toe. You know, I think the image is disturbing. All right, let's go to another disturbing subject. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, you may find it disturbing. I'm still on air, but I is. All right, 1-877. Oh, that's right. Oh, Kyle is our studio biologist. Kyle says most creatures walk on their toes, horses, etc. You're very right. Thank you, Kyle. See why I need Kyle? See? All right, good. Thank you, Kyle. Okay, 911 calls. Somebody after Christmas called 911. I'm trying to see what city this is. I think in Miami. Saying she ate too much. Now, it turns out she was drunk and stupid, so they didn't have to do anything. But really, guys, you called 911. It's like the boy who cried wolf. Don't be messy with 911. Okay, here's a list of some stupid 911 calls. There was a woman who called 911 to ask a police officer out on a date. Apparently, a woman in Oregon called 911 because she thought a deputy he had just visited her house on a complaint was hot. After her neighbors reported a noise complaint, two sheriff deputies knocked on the door. Right? One of them caught her eye when they left. She dialed 911 to try to get the deputy back so she could ask him out. All right? She now faces a fine and several thousand dollars a year in jail. Now, I got to admit, you know, I have to admit, not bad. You know, not bad, right? I've been pulled over by some cute cops, right? Just to purposely speed 5 feet away, right? Or pretend I can't get my car to start. Oh, I can't get my car to start. Can you reach in here and help me, you know, with my ignition? I mean, you know, I see where you're going with that, but come on, not with 911, okay? All right, there was a woman who called 911 after she got locked inside her own car. Florida woman called 911 because she was locked inside her car, and she goes, my car will not start. I'm locked inside my car. Nothing electrical works, and it's getting very hot in here, and I'm not feeling well. So the dispatcher said, pull up the lock. She did, and she was able to flee and escape her hot car. God damn, these dispatchers, God bless them. I have a couple patients that are 911 dispatchers, and I can't offer them enough value in what they go through. All right, another patient, unemployed, was charged for abusing 911. He made 27,000 calls to 911. He said he was lonely, and he wanted to speak to the dispatchers for company. He would sometimes call hundreds of times a day, right? He would also make grunt and other bodily noises like that. And apparently he now faces a $1,000 fine and or 6 months of jail. Oh, you guys remember this one. Remember there was a woman who called 911 because McDonald's didn't have any chicken McNuggets? Yeah, Florida woman. What's going on, Florida people? Florida woman called 911 three times to report a fast food emergency. Latresa Goodman, 27 years old, called to complain that a cashier would not give her a refund. Right? When cops responded to the restaurant, all right, she said, if I had known they didn't have McNuggets, I wouldn't have given my money. Now she wants a McDouble. I think she's a McCook. Okay, here we go. Wife called 911 to make her husband stop watching porn. A German housewife called police because her husband would not stop watching porn. Oh, my gosh. Really, 911 would be buzzing. Okay, all right, here we go. A 44-year-old woman dialed the emergency phone number, told dispatch in a weepy voice it was an emergency. When officers arrived at the scene, they found her pacing the apartment while her husband sat watching porn. She was told, however, that there was nothing the police could do and asked the husband to move over so they could sit and watch. No, they left. Okay, there was a 4-year-old boy who called 911 because he couldn't solve a math problem. 4-year-old boy couldn't do his math homework. The dispatcher actually helped him. Oh, we've got to figure out. I'm going to download some of these clips because they actually have this one clip. I'll figure out if I can download in time. If not, I'll do it on another show. Oh, that's got to be cute. Yeah, my mom is stupid. She doesn't know how to do math. Can you help me? See, you know what I always do? I always tell my kids, go to daddy. I'm busy. You know, I got a show to prep for. I got stuff to do. Fiber's kicking in. You know, I can't figure this stuff out. What I really can't do, I can do the math. My kids' math homework is cake. I can do math in my sleep. I can't do the English. You know, mom, what's a predicate? You know, mom, what's the adverb? You know, what's a participle? I'm not very good with grammar. You know, if I was, I wouldn't be saying I is, right? You know, I'd be speaking more fluently. So the grammar, like, go to daddy. You know, and dad's like, huh? All right, let me see. A woman called 911 because she didn't get enough shrimp in her fried rice at a Fort Worth area restaurant. Angry customer told the dispatcher to get a police officer up here because they didn't even put extra shrimp in her fried rice. That's ridiculous. All right, a woman called the local 911 in China after her boyfriend refused to rub her feet. This is true, guys. All right. Apparently, police officer said one woman complained her boyfriend refused to warm her feet, and another from a man said his girlfriend was too demanding. Okay. And then finally, the man had called 911 because it was turned away at a nightclub. Probably because he was an idiot. Oregon man was refused into a nightclub, so he called the police. People, really? Come on. All right. Oh, now this one. This is the final one. Okay. This one may not be as stupid. There was a guy getting chased by cops, but it was a small town. So we called 911. Hopefully the officers would stop chasing him and go deal with the 911 call. Officers were following a 28-year-old man's car to make a traffic stop when they got a 911 call for an armed robbery happening several blocks away. The man's plan seemed to work at first when the officers cut off their chase to answer the call. But then other officers in the area followed him to a parking lot, saw a gun in his car. Officers determined that the man was a felon, not allowed to possess a firearm. He was arrested, and then they figured out he did the bogus 911 call. See, guys, you'll always get caught. All right. Our police system, I think, have some of the shrewdest people. You will always get caught. Don't think you can outsmart the police, right? And our 911 dispatchers are brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You know, Danny Gans, when he died, here in Las Vegas, we were listening to the 911 call, you know, on air, and it was pretty chilling. And, you know, you heard the wife, and, you know, she was either half asleep or she was absolutely in shock. And you hear them explain to her exactly what to do, you know, get the body on the ground, you know, start doing CPR, do this. I mean, very calm, very collected. It's amazing what these people do. And I think we really underappreciate what our first responders do. Just don't waste your time with stupid stuff, okay? All right, guys, we're coming up on break. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Will your daughter turn into a slut because she's getting the HPV vaccine? No. And porn condom ballot. Some of you in L.A. are going to have to vote if your porn stars get to wear a condom or not. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Right. We should make the show an opera. Do a Dr. Dahlia show opera, right? Like Opera Man on Saturday Night Live. No, you guys aren't into that. My son asked me. He was watching a commercial. Was that commercial? I need cash. No, that commercial. And my kids go, Mom, do you like operas? You know, because I was singing to the commercial. I'm like, you know, I've never gone to an opera. You know, I guess that's something you'd have to go to on a date. You know, my husband, you know, he took me to Mission Impossible this weekend, which was, by the way, great flick. Mission Impossible was excellent. But no, if my husband's not going to take me to an opera, I probably won't go. I'd love to go to one just because I think it's cool to dress up. You know, I want to wear one of those pretty women dresses, you know, and have those little opera glasses and eat popcorn and stuff. But whatever you get to eat in an opera. And I think the singing's incredible. I just don't want to cry. I don't like to go to a show where I cry. I went to Les Mis. There was a production. I think we got to go for free. Any Broadway show I was ever able to go to in college because I got to go for free because I, you know, never had money to go. And I went to Les Mis. I remember crying in that one. That was tough because, you know, I hate crying in front of people. funeral. But then I also cried during the Lion King, too, when Mufasa died. I cry at these things. I don't want to. So, no, I've never been to an opera. But maybe we will do a Dr. Dahlia opera show one day. Kyle's like, please let me be off that day. Okay, let's talk about this new drug, Zohydro. You guys heard about this? This is supposed to be 10 times stronger than Vicodin. This is supposed to be the granddaddy of all painkillers. Most painkillers are attached to Tylenol. We talked about that, acetaminophen. Right, to help transfer the pill through the liver. It also weakens it a little bit, makes it a little milder. Yet this is going to be pure hydrocodone. I don't know why they call it Zohydro. All right, I guess the company is Zogenics of San Diego. They are planning to apply early next year to begin marketing the product. If so, it would be the first time patients could legally buy pure hydrocodone. They say here existing products combine the drug with non-addictive painkillers like acetaminophen. Right? Hydrocodone belongs to the family of opiates. You all have been pretty familiar with morphine, heroin, oxycodone, codeine, methadone. Pretty strong stuff. They think this could be the next OxyContin. Now, of course, a lot of his doctors are like, okay, whoa, hold on here. All right, abuse. People are going to be abusing this sucker, right? OxyContin, which was introduced in 1995, was designed to manage pain, which dribbled one dose of oxycodone over many hours. It was supposed to be like a time release, but abusers would crush the pills. And rather than having the time release feature, take it all in one shot. A lot of people have died using OxyContin. Oxycodone is the second most abused drug. Oxycodone we've seen in Percocet. It's stronger than hydrocodone. So what would happen if we have this, you know, granddaddy of all painkillers? Well, here's the thing, okay? It's very easy for those of us that can pop a Tylenol when we have a headache and be fine. Right? Very easy for us to go, oh, this shouldn't be on the market. This is bad. But I understand there's a lot of you that have, you know, come back from the Gulf War, right? Come back from, you know, Korea, Vietnam, etc. You are in a slew amount of pain and the hydrocodone isn't touching it. That's why many of you are getting bottles of 100 a month and that's not cutting it. So, I mean, I understand there does have to be something that, as we evolve, to be more tolerant to these pain medicine, that there's something out there. The problem is yes, whenever something like this is on the market, there is going to be abuse. There's going to be, you know, robberies and, you know, thefts. And there's going to, I mean, it's going to probably open up a whole slew of issues. I don't know how they're going to release this. I don't know how they're going to restrict it. But for some of you that are on an exorbitant amount of pain and you cannot find relief with your fentanyl patch, with your methadone, with your morphine, with the lollipops, the fentanyl lollipops, and you need help, epidural's not working, you aren't a candidate for surgery, there may be something coming your way. It's just, boy, I don't know how much stronger they could go with these suckers. So that's what's going on there with the painkiller. Boy, what a stupid name. Zohydro. I don't get it. Stupid name, guys. Okay. HPV vaccine. Many parents do not want their girls to get the HPV vaccine because they think it's going to make them more sexually promiscuous, all right, or promiscuous, all right, that's a double. And they say no. They say a survey found that girls aged 15 to 19 who are vaccinated against human papillomavirus are already promiscuous. No. They said are no more likely. Right? All these girls in high school, they're having sex anyway. What are you guys worried about? It's ridiculous. Okay, no more likely to be sexually active or have more partners than unvaccinated girls. This study was published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. They found that among sexually active girls, those who were vaccinated were more likely to consistently use a condom than those who had not had the shot. See, again, I mean, I'm a fan of the HPV vaccine, of course, because, you know, after you diagnose cervical cancer, you know, in a vulnerable, you know, girl who was ignorant and, you know, was talked into having sex without the condom, you're like, you know, we got to give these girls as much protection as we can. But remember, these girls have to go in three times to get that shot. Three times. That gives a doctor or a healthcare provider three opportunities to read them the riot act. So somebody could argue the average girl that gets the HPV vaccine may be a little bit more wily, a little bit more protected, a little bit more educated. You know, I mean, I don't know what the other doctors are doing, but somebody that comes in wanting to get that done, you know, I mean, that is your opportunity to educate them, right? And the best thing you could tell them to do is keep their knees shut. Okay? Get the HPV vaccine. It's always important because if they do find their true love and the true love slept, you know, had sex before them, could be carrying the HPV virus, give it to them. Right? So even if they plan on being good girls and they plan on being virgins until they marry, we still recommend that because the probability of the man being a virgin at marriage time seems to be decreasing as the years go by. Right? The probability of, you know, this is one of those math equations, right? So, you know, most likely they could marry a man who had sex before, give them the HPV virus, and then possibly be at risk for cervical cancer later. So, no, it will not make them sluts, right? They could get the HPV vaccine. Okay, now what's going on here in L.A.? Voters could make condoms mandatory in L.A. where they film porn. Now, isn't this already a law? Aren't these companies or these, what do you call a company that shoots a porn video? Well, I don't know. Oh, adult film, I guess. I don't know what you call it, but don't they already by law have to wear condoms? Why is this on the initiative? They're saying, well, I'm trying to read this as we go. I don't know why this is back on there. Okay. There is already a state law in the books, they say, that requires condoms, right, for all actors. But the proposed ordinance would make it a requirement when applying for a film permit in the city. So if you want to make a porno, all right, you need to get a permit in the city of Los Angeles. In order to get the permit, you need to specify that everybody's going to wear a condom. I don't know. Do you drag the actors in and show them? All right, so there's going to be an ordinance. So, and you and L.A. get to make this happen. Wow. Well, you know, you just really wonder what people are thinking. You know, it's crazy. I'm not even going to talk. Okay, we've talked about porn actors. Just wear the condom, please, right? There has to be a law, right? You know, but it doesn't look good. It doesn't look as real. You can wear sexy-looking condoms. You know what? Condoms, aren't they skin-colored? They're see-through. You can't tell. You know, and let me just say, most people watching these, they really aren't looking, right? They're looking at the scenery and the music, right? Exit stage right. All right, let's talk about this new sensitive blood test for heart attack in the last final seconds of the Dr. Dolly Show. I know the show's almost over. Your prayers are answered. All right, you know how we've been using the EKG to see if you're having a heart attack? Then, if you have high levels of protein called troponin 1 that we see in the ER, that could tell us. Well, now they have come up with even a more sensitive version of the test that may be helpful in ruling out a heart attack even quicker. This newly developed test, they were able to accurately rule out a heart attack close to 99%. So you walk into the ER, you have chest pain, your EKG is funny because it's always been funny. How do the doctors know if you're really having a heart attack? Well, they look at these enzymes and they look at these proteins. They say among the 1,800 patients of the studies, the more sensitive test proved to be more effective for ruling out heart attacks than regular troponin I testing. So that's going to be good stuff. Why? They need to save money. Otherwise, everybody with chest pain gets an automatic 24-hour admission. That's the way it is. But still, if you have chest pain, don't try to do this test. Don't try to buy it online and do it at home. Go to the ER. All right, guys, great show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the ride home. If not, stay tuned for more Dr. Dahlia and my snot and coughing.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.